You guys, when I'm capturing the flag, you need to guard me! You need to guard me when I'm capturing the flag! Move out of my way!
Welcome to Rage Quit Radio. Seth has joined the channel.
What the f*** is with this guy?
Paula has joined the channel.
No! God, please, no! No!
Negative Apex has joined the channel.
How overpowered these pistols are!
Enemy pentakill.
They're capturing C! They're capturing C! Oh my god, they're capturing C. Now we're gonna lose.
This sucks.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm going to be your host tonight, Josh, aka Negative Apex, and I'm here with Seven Prowler. We're going to be playing some Dead Sky. It's going to be awesome. We are probably going to die a lot, and you guys can laugh at us. It'll be great. We're going to be talking about a bunch of stuff tonight. We're going to be talking about Batman Arkham Knight trailer that came out with some of the details. Titanfall has had some launch woes on the Xbox One. We've been going to that a little bit. Goat Simulator is coming out. Always want to check that out. More info has come out on Heroes of the Storm. Rust, some new developments there. Broforce, probably the best game ever. And some new sales stuff for the Steam devs. The PC requirements for Watch Dogs. And new footage came out for Infamous Second Son. We're going to be taking a look at that as well. Also, the big announcement, Wildstar's release date, and a bunch of info on that game. So let's check it out. Welcome, guys.
I like how you said Infamous.
Yep.
Did I say Infamous?
Infamous!
I don't know.
Bad. What if it was Infamous?
Infamous?
Yeah.
Maybe it's that game. I don't know.
I think so. Infamous.
Is it Infamous Second Son?
No, it's
not.
It's crap. Wait, what is it? It's
Infamous.
Oh, God. Now you got me thinking about it. I can't. Okay.
I'm just going to stick with it's Infamous.
Do that.
What about Infamous?
Just call up Sony and be like, you know what? That name's dumb. You just switch the whole brand to Infamous.
That's
see
what
how that
quit.
Goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
My ideas are always awesome, so. Anyways, you guys want to get started playing Dead Sky?
Yeah. Do you want to explain what this game is?
This awesome load screen. Oh, Dead Sky. All right, well, Dead Sky is an indie game. It's a zombie survival game. Basically, like, protecting this little house thing. And we've never played this level, so we got to figure out. Let's see. There's House 2. There's the workbench. There's Prowler and Seth. House 1 and the tower. So, dude, I forget how to play this game. We haven't played it in so long.
Walk up to the bench, and you can get your supplies. But hurry. We only have 20 seconds to set up. No, we don't. They're already coming.
Down your stuff?
So we have one
so
house.
So we have three different things. No, dude, we have house one, house two, and the freaking tower is dying right now.
Okay, well, I'll watch over house two since I'm already right next to it.
All right, then
guys,
Ian, come help me with the tower. What? All right, so Batman Arkham Asylum, guys. Some new trailers came out for that game and a bunch of new details. Ian, I know you're a huge Batman fan. What's up with the new details on that?
I don't know. I thought you read it.
You don't know what the new details are on that.
It looks really awesome. I know that.
Okay.
It's supposed to be more open world.
Wow.
God, you guys suck.
Good job.
It's supposed to be really open world. And it's going to be five times larger than Arkham City, which Arkham City was pretty big if you played that game. So
yeah, and also you can drive the Batmobile.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
That's going to be totally sweet.
But it'll be quick. Like the first next-gen Batman game. It won't be like a multi-platform thing. It'll be on the 360 and the PS3. So Hopefully it will look really, really pretty.
That trailer, though, was insane. That was probably, like, I'm pretty sure I could watch an entire CG film of Batman.
That sounds weird.
A CG film of Batman. Not of the Batman game, but a Batman.
Batman movie. Yeah,
just Batman.
Just Batman. Is Batman in lingerie? I mean...
So real quick, let's figure out what's going on here in the game, because
I'm guarding two things. You guys are sucking over there, so that's what's going on.
So okay.
Guys, I'm walking backwards for no reason. I'm serious. What's going on, man?
Ian acts like he sucks, or no, Ian makes excuses for his sucking.
So you're covering that side, right? You can cover that just fine.
I can't move, man.
I'm covering two buildings, just so you guys know.
I only see like, house one and... Oh, wait, tower.
I think, just so you know. You know, whatever.
I think this level is beyond our skill.
Probably. Oh, shiitake mushrooms. They can attack the back of the house. Yeah, I'm going to need some help over on this side.
I'm on my way.
Oh, no. Sorry, I keep clicking out of my screen.
It's because you suck at video games.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to need to figure our strategy out here. So, we got three buildings that we need to protect.
Ian can't protect anything, because, you know, Ian sucks. Let's see, what are some stuff that we don't know that have recently been...
With Batman, they did release the villains that we're going to be going against. Some of the super villains are going to include Harley Quinn, the Penguin, and Two-Face, and that's all that they've released so far. Oh, wait, and Scarecrow.
Actually,
I do believe Scarecrow is the main antagonist in the game.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean, how awesome was the Scarecrow segment in the first Batman game?
Yeah.
I noticed they were talking about, like, improved goons, where they'll have more stuff to fight you with. So that's probably going to provide a little bit more of a challenge, other than the boss fights. Just the plain old trash mobs are going to be a lot harder to deal with.
Yeah, I'm really happy to hear that, because that was where I got the most fun, was just beating up the goons like they were nothing. the fact that they're going to be harder makes me pretty happy, just for the fact that it's going to take a lot more skill to, you know, like, I realize Batman is Batman. He's an awesome superhero. You know, it should be really hard to take him down, but... I mean, when I played Arkham Asylum and Arkham City, it almost felt like I was freaking, like, God going against those goons, because they just dropped left and right. It was, like, no real challenge, even on the hardest difficulty. Like, the only difficult sequences were the boss fights.
Yeah.
But,
right.
What do you guys think about the fact that the Joker's not here?
Oh, spoiler if you haven't played Arkham City.
I didn't say anything.
I'm just saying, spoiler.
He's just not going to be in the next game. Maybe because of acting issues, or, you know, whatever.
Well Mark Hamill said that Arkham City was his last, so.
Yeah, I was just about to say that, actually.
It's a loss, but, you know, they're introducing a lot of awesome new supervillains to be dealing with, so...
No.
God, you guys suck.
You guys want to go to a different level? Let's go to a different level.
Yeah,
I hate this level. It makes me want
to
cry.
Let's go to that first one.
Let's go... No, go to the island one, man.
The island one.
Yeah, the island one.
Okay.
So, the Arkham Knights story will be taking place after Arkham City. It's going to be 5 times larger. The enemy goons are going to be harder. Is there anything else that has been released recently?
Other than the Batmobile, nope.
Which I think that's, oh god, that's gonna be so awesome driving around the city in the Batmobile.
Yeah, I think the fact that it's gonna be like a real open world game, and the fact that it's gonna be five times larger is gonna make this game it is the finale. I'm not sure if we already mentioned that, but
yes, it is gonna be the last
one.
Yeah,
this is the last one. So they're trying to make this, you know, go out with a bang, basically. Okay, so the island, we only had to defend. Oh, we just have to stay alive, apparently.
Oh, hey, I'm okay with that, staying alive.
Wow.
Stay alive.
So we need to, like, set up in the center or something.
For you guys, I'm going to go hide in a tree.
Oh, well, you guys shot me, right, man.
So.
Okay, kill
zombies.
You know,
you said about Batman, it's going to be almost is because of it's going to be such a huge game, it's going to be more open world. And that reminds me of another game that we have on our list that reminds me of an open game world, and that is Infamous Second Son.
God.
Infamous.
You should not be on this show.
Did you guys actually ever play Infamous?
Nope.
I did
but
not.
But after watching that trailer, I want to.
Yeah, dude, the trailer looks awesome.
God, we're such bad, terrible gamers. Like, we haven't even played any of
these. Haven't played The Last of Us. Haven't played Infamous. I mean,
we need money.
Actually, none of us has ever played a Mario game. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, bull crap. I've played. I played the first three Mario games. I played Mario Kart and that other Mario game that was like a
Mario game.
Like a board game.
Because there's only like two.
Yeah, there's only like two others, so you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so what kind of impression did you guys get from the Infamous video?
It looks crazy, and it looks pretty, and it looks fun, and there's a scary big guy. Oh, I got him.
There was two scary big guys, apparently.
Yeah, I think it looks fun. I've never really got into that series or anything like that. My old roommate was a really big, huge fan of it. I used to watch him play. That green stuff is poison, so let's not go into it.
Oh, man, I thought it was life.
Green for life.
Green is life, yeah. Always. The gameplay looked really fun. The fact that it was really open, you could jump on buildings, you could, you know, take, you know, pretty much any route you wanted to your next objective. That looked really cool to me. Like Ian said, like, the game is really pretty. The special effects are great. The moves look pretty freaking awesome. Like that one special move he did where he like jumped up in the air and like came down, exploded everything around him. That was pretty sweet.
How much though that make you feel like you're watching like Assassin's Creed or something? Or Thief?
None.
It's a lot different. You know, you could go around, you know, AOE effects and oh god, I'm gonna die.
I mean, I'm sure there's some sort of cooldown on that, obviously, you know.
Hey guys,
how did you die? How
did you die?
Well, you know those big green guys? Yeah, I killed him while he was right on top of me.
Nice job.
Good job. That's how we stay alive.
I did a good job.
So, as you guys know, I bought Titanfall.
Uh-huh.
You guys did not. I bought it for the PC, though.
Hey, I played the beta.
Yeah, I know you did play the beta. And it was fun, right?
Oh, it was a blast.
Yeah, and I've been having a ton of fun with Titanfall. It's a really fun game. The gameplay in general is fairly well balanced. The maps are a lot of fun. It's got a couple game modes in it. I can't wait to see it a couple more game modes since it is online only. I got the PC version. I pre-ordered it. I tried to get on at midnight when it launched, and I couldn't. Like, the servers just would not let me connect. And But by the next day after work, I jumped on and I was able to play, and I haven't really had any problems since. But the Xbox has been having a huge amount of problems with its launch. Now, Ian, you looked into that a lot about how, you know, it originally wasn't even designed to be on the Xbox and stuff like that. Like, what are some of the major issues it's having, and why do you think it's having the major issues?
I don't remember anything about it not being on the Xbox. People just could not get on and play. They couldn't get online. And, well, like you said, it's an online-only game, so that means you don't get to play it.
Now, okay. They have, at this point, they fixed most of the problems with the Xbox One. But I do remember reading somewhere, it was like, this game wasn't originally intended to be on the Xbox or something like that, or you had said it or something.
Exclusive.
I could have swore I read that somewhere.
I hope it was supposed to be on the Xbox. it wasn't supposed to be on here, but it is an exclusive.
Well, it was originally designed to be on the PC. Exclusive, but then they said, well, no, it'll be... Because, I mean, it's not an Xbox exclusive. It's on the PC. And it was originally designed to be on the PC only. And then it came out to be on the Xbox only the console. I mean, it's an Xbox One console exclusive.
I thought they had to, like, put up a... what is that called? Like, they had to get people to complain to get it on the PC.
What I read said that it was originally supposed to be on the PC, and it came to the Xbox One.
Well, don't read articles that you write. So, there you go.
Oh my god. Anyways.
I had the impression that it was for the Xbox.
Well, whatever. Anyways. The first evening, like, so many people couldn't even get on the game. Like, they couldn't even connect to the servers. And it was bad for a while after that, but right now they've pretty much gotten everything taken care of. The servers are much more stable than what they once were.
No.
Yeah, and they were really quick to say that it was not Titanfall's fault.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing, yeah. It wasn't Titanfall's problem, it was the Xbox One's problem.
Yeah, the servers or something.
See, no, but would these problems even compare to, like, what Battlefield was going through?
SimCity. Nobody could play SimCity for days, like, at all.
Yeah, that's pretty
bad. But, yeah, it was nowhere near, yeah, that amount of bullcrap.
Oh, see how it is. You just steal that. Yeah.
Did I light you on fire?
I'm all nice on fire.
So, another awesome game that is going to be coming out, and I was talking about it a little bit in my quickie. We just got a release date on it. It's going to be coming out April 1st, and that is Goat Simulator, which is going to be, you know, probably one of the best games ever.
The best game.
Do you guys want to explain what that is again for anyone who may not have
heard? It's a goat simulator. Pretty simple.
Goat simulator. Yeah. I don't know how to explain it any better than that.
Like, all right, what
so originally
do you do in
it was like it was basically just like experimentation for the engine, and people liked it, and so they decided, we'll make a game out of it. And it's coming out on Steam for like, what was it, 10 or 15 bucks? I think it was like 10 or 12 or something like that. So it's going to be pretty cheap. It's coming out April 1st. And basically you're a goat and you're running around killing people.
And getting into
all sort of antics. You can jump off buildings, and it's a... what's the type of engine that is? It's a physics engine?
Yeah.
And you can jump off buildings and jump on trampolines and crap. It's crazy. It's crazy goat antics. Who wouldn't love crazy goat antics?
Crazy goat antics. Hatch it and take down a dinner party, you know, stuff like that. Oh, yeah.
That was amazing. The hatchet's, like, stuck to the goat's tongue. And he's, like, murdering people.
Wasn't it, like, some tongue thing just put me in. Wasn't it like a mod of...
Did you just
farm simulator?
No, it was just testing a physics engine, I believe.
Yeah, that's all I remember hearing about. It was a physics engine or something.
So crazy. By the way,
yeah, but
best game ever, though.
It looks hilarious. It's going to be fully moddable by the community, so you can download mods through the Steam Workshop, which, honestly, I love games that allow you, the community, to mod games, because having Workshop for a game just, like, increases the lifespan of any game by, you know, double. It's great.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, being able to do your own mods for a game, I mean, it's like letting the community give yourself your own content.
Yeah, and you can choose what content you want. You can, and it's just an endless stream of content. I know when I was playing Shogun 2, and that game is highly moddable by the community, just so much content to go through and a ton of good stuff. I downloaded tons of mods for that game, and about the time I was ready to quit playing it, started downloading mods and played it for another year, you know. And it's just great.
Yeah.
How long does the airstrike last, guys?
A few seconds.
Well, there we go. I just wasted it, so now we know.
You know, that reminds me, I wanted to say...
hey, dude, how do I put down my turret?
E. Hit E and then E again.
Ah, sweet.
But anybody playing the game Banished, just wanted to let anyone know that game is, very soon will be moddable.
Oh, sweet. Is that going to be through the Steam Workshop?
It will be.
Awesome. I love games that you can go through the Steam Workshop because it makes downloading the mods really easy. So that's going to be pretty sweet.
Very
distracting. I know you've been playing that game and you've been having a lot of fun on it, right?
Yeah, Banished is highly recommended if you like town building, and then again if you like simulators. That game, like, I don't know how many times I've had to restart my town because I've failed and I've killed off my whole village.
That's horrible. I never want you as mayor. You're never going to be the governor in zombie apocalypse. Oh, there's a bomb guy and I'll have his chains.
Oh, I'm dead. Banish is basically like a town building slash... It's almost like a survival game. Where you know you have to make sure you have enough food and water, and like if you chop down too much forest, then the medicine that grows in the forest you won't be able to get, and you'll have to like replant forest and trees to, you know, make sure you have enough wood. And it sounds really cool. It sounds very like intuitive gameplay. If you overfish a certain pond, then you know you're gonna wipe out the population of fish, and you won't be able to get any fish from that pond. And if that was your main resource for food, then your town's going to starve.
Yeah. Like I said, I've had them already starve from starvation. I've actually had it, that happen because I didn't grow enough crops to prepare for the winter. They've frozen to death.
Oh, God.
That's a good way to die.
Trying to think what else. My town has caught fire and burned to the ground.
Fire!
And at one point, I barely made it through a winter, but most of my children died from starvation.
Nice!
Oh, God. Jesus.
I was actually able to get the town, like, back going. But the thing is, since a lot of the children died, my town basically became nothing but old people, and they they died, and there was nobody to, I mean, reproduce. Like, I literally, my town died of old age, literally.
Wow.
That's funny.
You should have sacrificed more children to the god of fertility.
But yeah, it's a really good game. It reminded me of Age of Empires, like, mixed with SimCity.
So it has your thumbs up?
Oh, absolutely.
So Banish, guys. Two thumbs up. Thumbs up by Sev. Sweet. You know, that reminds me of another indie game. We've been playing a ton of indie games lately. And one game that we have yet to be able to play, but we all want to play it, is Rust. Now, Rust has a very interesting development coming
it
in.
It rusts.
Your game rusts. Basically what it is it's allowing the community to develop content for the game. But not everything can get into the game. Like Ian was talking about, like, oh god, the community is going to be able to develop content. You know, there's going to be like a bunch of dildo guns and all this kind of crap.
Yep.
But that's not going to be the case. Because basically what it'll be is you design some content, you put it up, and it'll be upvoted or downvoted by the community. And at some point, once it's had like enough upvotes compared to downvotes or just enough upvotes or however they decide to end up doing it, your game will be taken into consideration by the developers, and you can have your game content put into the game. Now, what this does is, for the developers, is they have to design less items and can spend more time on the game's overall gameplay and UI and, you know, all the other stuff. And the content can be created by the community, and then just basically the devs will be go, you know, oh, this is good, oh, this is bad, you know, and it'll allow them to add a lot more items in quickly. So what do you guys think about this? Do you think it'll be a good idea for Rust, and do you think more games should do this?
I definitely think more games should do this. It's a really genius idea. You know. Oh my gosh, I'm in a helicopter with a minigun.
Sweet.
Oh, I didn't know we were playing Call of Duty.
Dude, this is sick. What the crap?
That's an airstrike, ain't it?
It's air support. Nice. Oh, it just ended. That was cool. Anyway, what was I saying?
I don't know.
What were we just talking about?
You're talking about Rust and how they're allowing the community to develop content for their games.
Oh, yeah, and... yeah. I mean, it kind of goes back to what I was talking about before. Like, why develop content when you can have other people do it and you do it for free?
and some of the modding community is very talented. Very talented. And they create a lot of... Yeah. I mean, Arma is almost entirely user-created. And they've done an excellent job making the game. Games like Shogun have had excellent modding community. Empire at War. I mean, just a ton of games, and the modding community is very talented. And so I think this is if they can get it working well, it's something that other games should definitely borrow from, because, you know, it's a benefit. It's less time focusing on crafting items for the game and developing the UI and developing the end game and the overall, you know, terrain, working on you know, adapting the
and not
any
only that
issues
it fixes
that come...
like the DLC problem of I have to pay for this. I mean, some user creator content on Steam you do have to pay for, but most of the time when people make stuff, it's what they want.
Yeah.
And you're not paying for like a DLC pack that you do not want, or like, really, I have to get this just for this one thing.
Right. Or you have to get a DLC pack because, you know, other people are getting it. And that was the problem with Battlefield, though, when it had a bunch of expansions come out. You had to get the DLC or you couldn't play the game because there was nobody to play it with.
Go different board.
So I think Yeah, it introduces. Yeah, we can do it.
Anyway. We're so bad.
We are. It introduced like new boards and stuff that you couldn't play on. So I think a lot of games are going to continue to put out DLC packs, but I think this is a way, especially for indie games, to help the development cycle along.
Yeah, look at like Team Fortress. That's all like cosmetic stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. And it adds to the game. I mean, it just, people like customizing their characters, and it just adds a little bit more to the game. So
I'm gonna watch the right side.
We play a ton of League of Legends, like a ridiculous amount of League of Legends.
Too much.
Yeah, too much. What do you guys think of Heroes of the Storm? Now, Heroes of the Storm is a game being released by Blizzard. It's a MOBA game that's going to incorporate all the different titles like StarCraft, World of Warcraft, and Diablo. Now, a video was just released, a dev video. What do you guys think about it? I mean, like, did you enjoy the gameplay that you were watching? Like, what's your first thoughts?
It looked overly simplified.
Which isn't a bad thing.
No.
But honestly, my thing, like, after we played Infinite Crisis, that game was exactly like League of Legends. Exactly like it. I don't care who says otherwise, I felt like I was playing League of Legends just with different champions, different people. My big thing is I don't want Heroes of Storm to be similar to that, other than you know, the lanes and things like that and champions. Like, obviously that's going to be there, but as long as it doesn't feel like League of Legends, I definitely am going to jump on board with it, because I love the Blizzard IPs. Like, that's pretty much it. Like, the fact that I can play Arthas. I almost said Karthus.
Whoa, wrong game there.
Yeah, the fact that I can play Arthas, you know, along with Jim Raynor, like, is just a really cool idea to me.
Yeah, and the fact that it is simplified isn't necessarily bad. I mean, we've seen a lot of MOBAs that have been announced and that have been released that are simplifying the genre. Even League of Legends is a more simplified version than Dota. And so, yeah. Just because it's simplified doesn't mean it's going to be worse. It could be better. I don't know. I saw the gameplay, and I thought it looked fun. It looked innovative. It looked different than
like
League
the
of
fact
Legends.
You can try out a champion before you buy them. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that I like that. I do like that they're introducing free champion rotations, like League of Legends, so that you can have champions to play with that you don't have to buy. And it's also another. Oh, I'm coming. Stinking witch. It allows you, on the same page as trying out champions before you buy them, you know, you can always play the free champions and check them out. But like Lance was saying, just the different IPs allow you to play all your favorite characters across all the universes. It looks cool to me. It's definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to get it, I think. I'm at least going to get into the beta. Or I'm going to try to get into the beta.
Oh yeah, totally.
Killing Zone.
It looks pretty. That's about all I have to say about it.
That's it. Just it looks pretty.
Yeah.
It's all about you know, just looks to you, isn't it?
Yep, it is.
Jeez.
Hey, how did y'all turn on the flashlight?
Q F.
Oh right.
I thought it'd be F. Wow. What game does that?
F for flare.
Fail.
Whoa, bunch of explosions.
Yeah,
is that you,
Lance? Airstrike, yeah.
Nice.
There's a fireman with an axe over here. Okay, I just killed him.
You know, pay him.
Good luck with that.
Oh gosh, a jihad zombie just attacked me. Oh god.
I hope zombies aren't like this in real life, like strapping bombs to them and stuff. That'd be bad.
Yeah, that's unfair.
That's an unfair advantage for the zombies.
Dude, as long as the zombies aren't like the I Am Legend zombies, I think we'll be fine.
Well, I mean, the I Am Legend zombies only came out at night, so
yeah,
you know, it's a fair trade-off.
I need help on my side.
Of course you do, Ian.
Hey, you know what?
So, yeah, guys, we recommend you check out Here's the Storm. There's a couple videos that you can check out. Oh god, it's a witch. Check out right now. But it looks pretty good. I think it's going to be different enough from League of Legends and Dota to warrant playing it. Oh god, that's a worm, isn't it?
Yup.
Oh no!
I have no health, guys. Like none. Oh god.
You're dead, aren't you? Where is it? Where's the worm?
What's the next topic, since I'm dead?
I don't know, man. You look at the notes. I'm trying to survive the worm.
Oh, that's, I can talk about worm. Tech notes. That's what I can do.
Oh yeah, do tech something up there.
NVIDIA launched their 800M series GPUs for, you know, mobile devices like laptops, gaming, notebooks, stuff like that. I don't know any details other than it's going to be really awesome. So, I don't know. I kind of wanted to bring the subject into, is it worth getting a gaming laptop? I know, Lance, you own one. Yeah. I own one.
I think so. I mean, gaming laptops, like, I would have been like, no, I would never get a gaming laptop because it's so expensive and you can't upgrade it. The only reason why I would say yes is because of the fact that you can take it anywhere and it's just so easy to move. I mean, that's probably the big thing for me. Killing zombies and trying to focus at the same time.
Yeah, I know, it's horrible. I'm like gonna die again because I can't think and kill zombies at the same time. Sorry.
But basically, like, I went ahead and made sure I got a laptop that I knew would last for quite a few years.
Which I did not.
Yeah.
Like, that's the downside.
If you're going to get a gaming laptop, you've got to make sure it's going to last you a while. Yeah. Because you've just wasted a lot of money. Like I said, the main reason for me is how I can bring it anywhere.
Yeah, and like you said, the downside is you can't really upgrade anything other than, like, the hard drive. Some let you upgrade the memory, stuff like that. And, you know, a mobile CPU and GPU will never compare to a high-end desktop CPU-GPU combo, so...
Oh, yeah.
But, the one thing I hate is always having to be plugged in while you're gaming.
Yeah,
Like, there's no way to game on battery mode unless you're playing, like, I don't know, Minesweeper.
No.
So,
just try
yeah.
That one again. No?
I don't know.
Well, I'm about to talk about WildStar, so... I've got
I can't think and talk. I'm done. I can't think and I can't kill zombies and talk now.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, we got we have 22 minutes, so.
All right, so let's talk about WildStar. WildStar is coming out very soon. The release date for it is June 3rd, which is only a few months away.
What?
That's now. Far away. Guys, I'm a huge WildStar fan. I've been keeping an eye on this game for as soon as it was mentioned. I've been keeping an eye on it because I've been looking for a new MMO to play. Right?
Hey, remember, I showed it to you to begin with, but you forget
that
every time.
You're
like,
No. It was one of the things I posted in Mumble. And I was like, hey, Josh, you got to look at this. And then like a week later, he shows it to me and he's like, dude, this looks awesome. I'm like,
you know why? Because I probably didn't look at it when you posted it in Mumble.
Exactly.
Like usual.
Exactly.
So you didn't show it to me. I mean.
Oh, God. All right, go ahead.
All right. So talking about a lot of information has recently been announced for it, and we've been getting a steady stream of information over the last couple months. Currently, just the highlights of what we know is WildStar will feature two battlegrounds at launch. Wallatika Temple, which will be available at level 6, and Halls of Bloodsworn, which will be available at level 15.
I have to interrupt you. I don't trust your pronunciation since you're infamous.
I don't pronounce my pronunciation. Well, I mean, look, Wallatika, like, what the? I don't even know. Meh.
I'm just saying.
Wallatika Temple is a Capture the Flag map, and Bloodsworn is a King of the Hill map with 3 control points that must be captured by one team and defended by another. So, unfortunately, I don't see anything like just like a straight arena PvP anything. But I'm sure they'll put out something else soon. The developers have said they're looking out to put out a lot more content after release. But beginning at level 30, players can queue for arenas, which most everybody knows what those are, but they're small team-based death matches. Not sure if those will be ranked or not, or will have a non-ranked option. But the crown jewel of WildStar's PvP is Warplots. Warplots are gigantic 40 versus 40 battle stations. Basically, guilds create these battle stations, and they're 40 versus 40 matches, and you have to break into this, well, Warplot or battle station, wherever you want to call it, and like destroy an objective inside of it. But the guild that owns it can customize it any way they want, so you'll be fighting different strategies each round, and you'll be fighting different levels of skilled opponents, and it just sounds really cool. I'm really glad that they're introducing such a massive PvP battleground. 40 versus 40 is huge. It sounds awesome, but don't worry if you're not in a PvP guild. War parties will be able to recruit mercenaries, which will be able to fill in the ranks if they don't have 40 people in their guild. So you'll be able to queue up for these and just kind of fill in for different kills, guilds, basically like a mercenary. PvP ranks and rewards. They said that one of the most important elements of competitive PvP is the rewards. All of WildStar's ranked matches will use an ELO rating ladder system, and rewards will be based on personal and team rankings. Ranked battlegrounds, arenas, and war plots will all have unique rewards, including exclusive season rewards for players in the top tiers. That sounds really cool. It sounds like they're putting a lot of thought into PvP, and a lot of people play MMOs if it has really good PvP. I'm one of those people that is more focused on the PvP side, and all of this is really exciting for me. But let's go on to the Elder Game PvE content. Solo game content for when you hit max level. When players hit the level cap at 50, they will begin their journey into the Elder Game immediately. High-level zones such as Crimson Badlands and Malgrave will feature an area called the Post-Cap Playspace. These areas are specifically set aside for max-level players and will have reputation, daily quests, and all the standard bells and whistles of the endgame zones. Once players have gotten rid of all their leveling gear, they'll be ready to step into Veteran Tier of WildStar's Elder Game content. The Veteran Tier features 4 Veteran Dungeons and 6 Veteran Adventures. Now, what this is when it says veteran, is there's six dungeons, or there's six adventures, and there's four dungeons, and then there's basically a hard mode to the, all of those, which is the veteran. So as you level up, you'll be able to do these different like adventures at different levels, but the veteran status of them is all level 50. Veteran adventures will feature new options and have been specifically designed so that there is no most optimal path. Veteran dungeons and adventures will also include challenges and medals, which offer higher level rewards. Once players have gotten themselves a set of veteran level gear and have gotten themselves attuned, they'll be ready to step into the real heart of WildStar's PvE. Elder game, the raids. There will be 20 to 40 man raiding in WildStar. For the uninitiated, raids are 20 to 40 man max level dungeons that require intense planning, careful practice, and mechanical skill, but offer the most powerful loot rewards that the game has to offer. The Genetic Archives is a 20 man raid in WildStar and will be the first raid many players experience. The dungeon contains 6 bosses, 10 mini-bosses, and 5 encounters broken into 2 acts. The Datascape is WildStar's 40-man raid and currently represents the pinnacle of PvE progression. The Datascape contains 6 bosses, 16 mini-bosses, and 2 room events. Many of the fights in WildStar raids are about more than simply bringing the boss hits points down. From full down to zero, boss encounters in WildStar often feature some other kind of resource management that needs to be taken into account, much like other games, whether it be, say, floor space, stacking debuffs, or a number of adds swarming a raid. Raid leaders will need to make strategic decisions on how they want to handle each encounter, considering factors such as how many healers they have or how quickly their raid can burn down a boss versus his adds. The developers are aiming to create a competitive atmosphere for the top rating guild and have balanced the game accordingly. This is a direct quote from them. "We want rating to be competitive between guilds and servers who beat the boss on the dungeon first, or who beat the boss or the dungeon first. So the randomness that occurs for boss rotation occurs on all services and instances simultaneously," described Lich. In addition to having world and server first achievements for those who can race through content the fastest, raids will also feature challenge modes that provide even greater rewards for those who can complete encounters with few or no mistakes. Now, talking a little bit about this quote, it said, "So the randomness that occurs for boss rotation..." Now, this is basically talking about the developers of WildStar. We're talking about how they don't want you to have to go into an adventure or a raid and go, okay, well, you know, this is what we do. We get in this spot, and then at, you know, 5 minutes, we get into this spot, and then he'll spawn adds. Everything becomes a little bit randomized so that the fights are a little bit different each time. And so you have to have smart leaders that are able to make strategic decisions in order to get your raid through some of these unknown elements, which to me sounds really cool because even though I enjoyed doing it, I wasn't the biggest fan of it because it was so, you know, okay, everybody come here. These people will stand here. These people will stand here. At 5 minutes, we do this. And we just keep, you know, keep hitting one. And, you know, so it makes it a little bit more interesting. Carbine's devs have promised to follow a monthly schedule of content releases, including both balance changes and new content for players to consume. So we talked about a little bit earlier on the adventures. They're going to be... Basically, these are dungeons, or they call them adventures. They're 5-man, and there's going to be, let's see, I think, how many did this say? I think 6 or 8 in all adventures. I got to watch a video on one specific adventure called Northern Wilds Adventure, which is run level 25. And it's pretty cool because it's kind of takes aspects of a MOBA and puts it into this adventure. And you're fighting, it's a five-man, you know, dungeon, and you're fighting five other champion NPCs. So it's pretty cool. All of the adventures are kind of like that. They kind of mix up it so it's not boring. Player housing will be shipped with WildStar, which is really cool to me. A lot of details have been given about player housing, so I encourage you guys to check out WildStar's website. There's going to be four races for each faction. Well, technically, there's going to be seven in all because each faction can play human. There's seven classes and there's four paths. Now, paths are basically you choose a path, and whatever path that you choose kind of gives you content according to that path. And you can look into the different types and the different types of content you'll get, but it kind of allows you to play the MMO the way you want to play it. Whether you kind of just like going out and exploring, or whether you like doing kill missions, or like capture and hold this area against swarms of enemies, or whether you go like doing like research or building stuff. These paths allow you to do different things, and it kind of allows you to customize the way you level up, which is pretty cool. So that's basically a quick overview of what WildStar has to offer when it comes out. I don't have much more to say about it, but if you guys have any questions, I'll try to answer it.
Yeah, because I mean, you seem to know, you know, everything.
Real quick, what is the one thing you're really looking forward to about this game?
The one thing I'm looking forward to.
Everything, apparently.
I would say the 40 versus 40 war plots look awesome. Just being a, like, I would love to be a guild leader with 40 people and be able to strategize. I'm a big RTS player. And so that just seems really cool because it offers you the chance to kind of control what your guild's doing, send people to places you need them to, let them take care of it, and kind of as a guild leader, look over the big picture during the battle. You can customize your war plot, or like your castle is basically what it is. And you can customize it with different add-ons that allow you to defend your castle the way you want to play.
That's really cool.
Yeah, you can like install like bug zappers, or like AI patrols, or like pitfalls, or I mean, there's supposed to be a ton of different plugins, and so this aspect I am really looking forward to. 40 versus 40 is a huge battleground. It's not something that I've seen since World of Warcraft. TR didn't really have anything that big in it. And so I'm looking forward to it. I think that's, yeah, I enjoy PvP, so that's probably what I look forward to the most. I also really like the pathing idea, where you pick a path which kind of allows you to level up the way you like to play an MMO.
Yes, that's really cool. I looked at a couple videos on that.
So that looks really cool because it kind of takes the grind out of leveling if you can play a lot of stuff that you like to do in an MMO. There's so much about it. I really like the adventures because it's not just a normal go in, kill trash mobs, kill a boss, kill trash mobs, kill a boss, you're done. They're adding different elements to it. Like the one I was talking about adds MOBA style stuff to it. And so playing League of Legends, I'm looking forward to that one because I think it's going to be really fun. We play a lot of MOBAs, we play a lot of League of Legends. I think playing something like that in an MMO where it kind of warps an MMO and adds some of that into it, it sounds really cool. Got any other questions?
No.
How many colors can you pick for your armor?
How many colors can you pick for your armor? I don't know, Ian. That's one I don't know. Maybe you should get into the beta and you can count them.
You
How about
should
that?
Know that. I signed up for the beta. I didn't do it for Titanfall, but I did it for this game.
Can well, you good for
that?
You.
You should be happy for me. I never do that.
I am happy for you. Hope you get into it. I'd rather me get into it, but... What'd you say, Lance?
You want to know something funny?
What's that?
I still haven't signed up for the beta.
Oh my god. You guys are complete noobs.
No, I'm going to. I'll do it right after the show.
All right.
Sure.
Yeah, sure you will.
Well, I would like to do my LCS before you do your quickie, since you just
Okay. You can do That's your LCS. Okay.
You
and
just
then
did
I'll...
a longy, so...
We'll save the best for last. How about that? We'll do my quickie last.
Okay, let me just surrender real quick in this Hearthstone game.
Wow.
You have a wild star. This is going to take a while. I'm playing a Hearthstone match.
Anyway, so in the NA LCS on League of Legends, Team SoloMid is still in first place. With 17 wins and 3 losses. Cloud9 HyperX still in second place. 16 wins, 4 losses. CounterLogic Gaming still in third place. 12 wins and 8 losses. Team Dignitas still in fourth place. 8 wins and 11 losses. Team Curse actually moved up 2 places. They are now in fifth place with 8 wins and 12 losses. And Team Coast actually went down a space. They are now in 6th place with 7 wins and 13 losses. Also, Evil Geniuses also moved down a space. They are in 7th place at 6 wins and 13 losses. And again, for the 7th week, I believe, in a row, XDG is in 8th place with 5 wins and 15 losses. And... I want to find out who actually... Let me look up to see who the MVP is. Let's take a guess. Out of all the players, who do you guys still think the MVP is?
Well, wasn't it last week, Wild Turtle?
It was.
I'm going to guess it's somebody on TSM. Or Cloud9.
Well, yes, obviously. I don't know. I still think Bajurgason's doing really good.
Bajurgason?
What's his name again?
Bajurgason.
What's his name again?
It's I believe it's actually pronounced Bjergerson. Is that right, Ian?
Whatever, dude. It's some weird name. Right? Whatever. It starts with a B.
Ian, apparently you seem to know. So tell
yeah,
us.
Ian. What is his name, Ian? What is his name, huh?
I just like hearing Josh's pronunciation. That's all. We could have a whole podcast on that.
What's his name, Ian?
What Lane
how
said?
How do you pronounce it? Say it.
Starts with a B.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It
I'm pretty sure it's
awesome.
Bjergerson.
You dick.
But anyway, the MVP is still Wild Turtle. Yeah, so he's still leading the pack. But anyway, that's week 8, actually, for the LCS. All
right, so my quickie is actually very quick this week. I covered a lot of information last week. So there's not a whole lot of new stuff. The Witcher 3 has been delayed until February 2015. Sorry, guys. Angry Birds Epic, an RPG, is the next Angry Birds game. It will feature turn-based tactics and a crafting system. It will release sometime this year. Interesting. Yeah. And the Wii U is out spacing sales in Japan over the PS4. So that's also interesting. I would have thought that the PlayStation 4 would outsell the Wii U in Japan, but apparently the Wii U is huge over there.
Huge.
So that's my quickie, guys. I told you it was quick. Maybe a little disappointing. So quick, a little disappointing. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah. But that's our show tonight, guys. Thanks for joining us. As always, if you want to check us out on facebook.com/ragequitradio or get in contact us with through Twitter at twitter.com/mlrragequit or check out our stream on twitch.tv/ragequitradio. And thanks for listening.